the Avengers.
I don't even make this.
It's just a road, Dan. Look who moved next door. Next door. It's a black man, so I don't want to live here no more.
White flag!
There they go, busting up the block again. There they go, busting up the block again.
I heard the White House lost value when Obama moved in it. How do you lower property value? Install a new black tenant. That's what the banks did one at a time. Negroes wanted to cross them tracks. If you color outside the red line, you gonna get hit with a tax. Banks hired agent provocateurs, just like COINTELPRO did a Huey. Pretended to move where white folks were, so trigger white people didn't stop moving. Banks probably took a class from Freud, played with the white mind like a toy. Pay black moms to walk with babies and black men to drive through making noise. $10 for some black kids, five on the street. What's scarier than whites than that? Preyed on the white fear of their kids, growing up to be like black. Therein lies the rub, you see the bias of supremacy. Black mold hurts your lungs, black folks destroy your dreams. A rotten black apple would destroy the whole block. They knew they were better than black, so they sold their home for it, took a loss. Ay, guess what the banks did? What did the banks do? Know what the banks did? Same thing banks do. Actually sold the house to blacks with interest rates through the roof, plus a hearty price increase. Better than the slums for life. Same slums that the banks designed as Negro zones inside red line. Black family buys, white family buy, house price rise. White flags, ay, profit from a fear of blacks. Just like prison system, like the news and war on drugs, like the education system. I'ma take you back, remember griot beast fix facts. Not every white man owns slaves, it's an unacknowledged fact. The majority of white men just worked in the slavery system. They were farmhands, overseers, textile workers, true believers in the simple fact that kept them sane when they clocked in for the day. And their boss got on their nerves and they earned a little wage. Miserable and happy they can look into the mirror and hold their head high and say, at least I'm not a nit. Whoa, plantation owners knew this fact. There always has to be lowest in society that even poor white see and be happy. What's that got to do with this? Let me make the lesson clear. Capitalists design a system and capitalize on that fear. As long as the word slums is synonymous with black, even the poorest white folk will pay to keep from being that. Everybody wants the best life for the kids. Everybody wants the best life for the kids. These new pockets of middle class black homes brought some pride into reverse mortgaging and heavy leasing makes them gentrified.
There they go, busting up the block again. There they go, busting up the block again. There they go, busting up the block again.